At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And Gillespie looks to inbound. There it goes to Queen. Queen will drive in against Morton. Queen with a shot off the glass. Got it! And the Panthers have won it! At the buzzer on a shot, oh my goodness, by Derrick Queen. 72-71, and we're heading to San Francisco. It's about time.
You know what, I asked everybody. I said, who wants the ball? And he said, give me the MF ball. And I said, all right, you're getting it. And I said, don't mess around. Go after it and do it. And I gave him a lot of credit, man. The big dog came up and threw.
There was a timeout. You said, I'm not going to say the full thing, but you said, get me the ball when you came out of the timeout. Where does that confidence come from?
I mean, so I think I'm from Baltimore, that's why. And then I kind of had it going all game. Me and my teammates had it going. And like I said, like they trusted me to take that last shot.
Here's the highlight. Johnny Holiday on the call right here on 105.7 The Fan over Modulation Monday. The excitement was palpable there on Johnny's call. Derrick Queen hits the runner to win it at the buzzer. Maryland was due to win a buzzer beater. They finally got one, and what a time to get it as they beat Colorado State 72-71. They're heading to the Sweet 16. They will take on Florida on Thursday night. And man, oh man, that was fun. They're like, man, that was fun.
What was agony? And then it was fun.
Hey, survive in advance. That was the definition of survive in advance.
I mean, an amazing moment. I mean, you try to think of things in recent Baltimore sports history that are similar to that. I can go back to when the Orioles made the playoffs for the first time under this regime and some of those games against the D-Rays at Camden Yards that went extra innings and Adley had a massive at-bat. And like some of those comebacks, I can remember going nuts with my kids. I mean, the Ravens, there haven't been really moments quite like that I could recall recently in games that big where it was a single play that kind of That was that told the entire story at the end.
Not with that magnitude, but both Bengals games were really exciting this year. Not with that magnitude.
I mean, they're regular season games, and they're going to go to the playoffs no matter what.
That's what I'm saying. Not that magnitude.
The last time, other than my fiance, the loves of my life for the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Terps, the last time I got that excited about a game was when Joe Flacco hit Jacoby Jones in Denver.
A long time ago.
Yeah, so that's been a minute. Like, there hasn't been that kind of finish in a big the game of that magnitude, to use the term we've been using, like since then. Like the Orioles,
especially not one where we came out on the winning side.
Yeah, the Orioles haven't had a walk-off win in a playoff game. They haven't won a playoff game in a long time. The Ravens, same.
Like some of those games where they clinched the division for the first time in 9 million years and Adam Jones is making the victory lap, but those weren't like... They weren't winning in a walk-off fashion like that.
Well, I mean, Mullins had that one, was it when Verdugo fell down? That was fun.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
Yeah, so, and I think that clinched something when they won that game. But no, nothing like this. This was, full disclosure, I'm flying back home. I watched the first half on the plane, which is never fun. Watching on my phone as getting a ride home. Get home with 4 minutes left to go in the game. I'm standing for the last minute of the game.
I was
watching, and I just when he hits the three to put him up one, I'm like, here we go again. And then when that shot goes in, it was like a release.
I mean, I just kept waiting for the inevitable. Like, I'm just screaming with my kids, were jumping up and down. I'm like, are we sure it was okay? Are we sure it was okay? Like, I'm just waiting for some kind of ridiculous replay, or them saying it was a tenth of a second late, or some baloney like an offensive foul or whatever. Like, I couldn't believe that we were going to win a game in that fashion.
And the other thing was, it drove me crazy. They come out of the timeout, and Maryland has a foul to give. And I'm thinking, okay, they're going to throw the ball to somebody, yes, and they're going to wait, and then they're going to foul so that they have to inbound it again. Jacoby Gillespie, after the game on Westwood One, said they were supposed to foul.
Yeah, we were supposed to take a foul, actually. It's funny you say that, but I guess our player didn't do it. But yeah, we were supposed to take a foul.
Can you imagine? Now, granted, because they didn't, they had time to if he hits a shot after fouling and inbounds, they might not have time to win the game.
Right.
But they had...
I would also point out Jacoby Gillespie was totally in no man's land on that three-pointer, and he was in no man's land quite a bit yesterday.
Well, and Jarrett Queen was late to get out on that, too.
Well, I'll say this, and the ending was fantastic, and really the last 4 or 5 minutes or so, but it was a very frustrating game.
It was a tough watch. It was agony.
Oh, my gosh, man. Getting out-rebounded. The guards were completely out of sorts in the first half. It was a mess early, but the ending...
It had the makings of one of the more soul-crushing losses in recent Baltimore sports history. Like, if they would have lost that game and lost it when the kid Clifford should have been thrown out for a flagrant elbow to the neck in the first half. If they would have lost it with some of those officiating situations, if they would have lost it in another game where they had the size advantage and got killed on the offensive boards, if they would have lost it in another close and late situation where...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Look, the point guard just had another, I thought, fairly poor game.
Like, I thought he played well in the second half. He was bad in the first half. Like,
he was bad defensively all the way around.
The thing that bothered me is they didn't, as a team, especially the guards, weren't ready for Colorado State's defensive intensity, and that's unacceptable in a game like this.
Dude, they had Rodney Rice on the ball most of the game. I think that says a lot about what was going on with the point guard. But it would have been a lot of the chickens coming home to roost.
Well,
had Derek Queen not hit one of the more important, impactful shots in franchise history.
Well, it was also the fact, how many times on the broadcast they say, why are they not getting inside?
Lob the ball, but I'm going to the point guard. That's why I'm talking about the point guard.
Julian Reese didn't have a shot.
Didn't touch the ball.
8 minutes in, he didn't have a shot.
They got up four and had the ball twice, and I thought Reese would get a touch. Now, Rice had a good look. That's a shot he usually drains, but he misses. But the fact
that Reese missed two layups.
Yeah, he got, one of them he got too far under the basket.
Yeah,
but... They win. And one of the great things about this tournament is every game is different. And all the stuff that you want to nitpick about, for me, watching this tournament, like, they won. You survived. They always say survive in advance. They survived. Now they advance. They got a different challenge on Thursday, but they won.
Of course, that's all that matters. I mean, it is. It's playoff basketball. It's one and done. It's defining your season, and you either extend your season or you have a six-hour flight home figuring out how it got away from you. There are definitely lessons to be learned from this. There definitely are things that still very much need to be corrected. And something we'll talk about a little later at length during the week. I do have a theory that this is going to be the first time in a long time where they're not favored.
Mm-mm.
Like, even against Michigan, at Michigan down the stretch, they were the favorite. Like, they've won, what, 14 of their last 17 games. They've been the favorite in almost all those games. They became the hunted. And I think the level of expectations got to them early in a lot of these games, especially against lesser teams. We said it against Penn State. We said it against Ohio State. We said it against Northwestern.
Another sloppy
start again. Chickens came home to roost and I know they won the first game going away.
Oh, crank
first half was a debacle. So I do believe that now that they've reached where expectations got them, and they're a six-point underdog now, it might be seven or eight come game time, that they're going to be a little more free and easy. I think the point guard will play much more relaxed and understand his role on the assignment more, because when they've been the hunted and when it's felt like the pressure's been on them, it hasn't brought out the best in them. And the tight and late situations all season long speak to that. I think some of that now, whoof, they can exhale. And I'm not going to say they're playing with house money, but Florida's the one who's got to win that game, or their season was not what it was supposed to be.
By the way, can Rodney Rice have a good first half in some game sometime soon? Like, he can't have, like, second half is fine. First half, terrible. And he seems to be terrible in every first half of every game, except for the Illinois game, where he couldn't miss.
The three guards were 4-for-18 in the first half. That's not going to get it done.
Maryland wins 72-71. Again, they play Thursday. It's a 7:30 tip, so pregame coverage will be at 6:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. We have a monster Monday show guest-wise on the program today. We'll talk to our buddy Jacob Calvin Meyer. Covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He is in Washington, D.C., as the Orioles are in a rain delay getting ready to play the Nationals in their last spring training or exhibition game. Chris Nockey was on the call right here on 105.7 The Fan, the Terps Radio Network. We'll get his thoughts on Maryland. We'll review the two games, preview Thursday with Chris at 5, and we'll talk everything with our buddy Cordell Woodland at 5:30.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a ton going on with the Orioles and the Terps right now. The Orioles, Gunner, they're obviously not going to. He didn't even play over the weekend. So,
by the way, quickly, everything we said, they did. Like, Gunner's on the IL. We said you got to put him on the IL.
Yes.
Povich in the rotation. They put Povich in the, like, everything that we've been calling for, they did.
Yeah, sign another pitcher. Should have done that all offseason long.
Yes,
Kyle Gibson. I don't really know if that's progress. It feels like back to the future. I will say this. I've been saying I would back off Felix Bautista. They're going to go with Felix Bautista. Look out for that in Toronto, because he got torn up against Detroit. And I don't think the guy's ready, but we'll see. They are going with Bautista. There's still a couple roster decisions yet to come. They also insist on playing Jackson Holliday at shortstop and batting Colton Cowser leadoff, which...
We'll see how that works out.
Yeah. We'll see how long they stick with either of those when the games start counting. But a lot going on there. We'll talk a little Ravens, too.
Yeah.
Return guy was a big need for this team. They talked a lot about a return guy. Is that something they should address now or try to put it in the hands of a kid? It seems to me when they put it in the hands of kids in the past... Hasn't worked out so well.
Actually, Devin Duvernay worked out real well.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, but that was the last time they had a good returner.
And that was a third-round pick.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a pretty high investment.
Yeah. Well, they thought he was going to be a real receiver. Well,
they drafted a return guy.
Coming up next, we look back on...
Yaman Figures. Wasn't he a third-round pick?
Yeah, he was fun. He was fun. He weighed less than Bone. We go back to
the weekend. He weighed less than Bone and Wiggins combined.
Good and bad. Maryland, we recap both the Colorado State and the Grand Canyon games next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.